So I went to divinity school at Duke, and after my first year as a divinity student, I was sent as a ministerial intern to the far western corner of North Carolina to this small, remote country church. And as the intern that summer, my task was to teach children's Sunday school. And like I said, this was a small, rural country church, and so children's Sunday school meant one Sunday school class for all the children of the church. All ages were in my class. And so at this point, after 1 year of seminary, I had taken two Christian education classes, and so I felt super equipped for this task of teaching five kids between the ages of about 5 and 11. And so I took with me that summer the gold parable box. Why gold? Well, the parables that Jesus tells us are valuable, like the color gold. And so I got the children gathered that first Sunday morning, and I sat them down on the floor in the Sunday school room, and I opened up that gold parable box with some curiosity, and I asked them, I wonder what could be inside a gold box. And I pulled out this large piece of green felt. And I asked them, I wonder what this could be. What could this be? Let's see what else is in the box. And I pulled out a shepherd. And I began to tell them a story about how this shepherd had a lot of sheep. And he led his sheep to the greenest grass possible, to the best pastures, where they could feed on that green, green grass. And this shepherd led his sheep all the way to the coolest blue waters. And when he led his sheep back to the sheepfold, he noticed that one was missing. And so the shepherd retraced all of his steps. He went back to those cool, refreshing waters, and he couldn't find that one missing sheep. And he went back through all of those green grass pastures, and he couldn't find that one missing sheep. And then he even went to the darkest valleys looking for that one lost sheep. And when the shepherd found that one lost sheep, he put the sheep on his back, and he carried that sheep all the way back to the sheepfold, back home. So after telling the kids the story, I began to ask some wondering questions. I wonder what it was like to be lost. I wonder, did they ever think they would see that shepherd again? Have you ever been lost? How did that feel? And I suppose we often put ourselves in the perspective of the lost sheep or the lost coin, because when we're honest with ourselves, that's where we find ourselves a lot of the time, lost. We get lost. It's something we have in common. We get disoriented. We get turned around. We get confused. We go down the wrong path. We end up separated from the best of ourselves, from others, and from God. And this separation is something we call sin. It's separation from God, from others, and the best of ourselves. Sin is a broken relationship. It's missing the mark. It's getting off path and losing our way. And when we're honest, we have a tendency to lose our way. Sometimes it's deliberate. Sometimes we even do it unknowingly. And our choices often lead to destructive consequences for others and for ourselves. But hear the good news. God is like the shepherd who cares for the one. God is like the woman who searches every nook and cranny for the one. God then celebrates when the one is found. The even better news is God is not like me. I'm way too cautious to leave 99 sheep to go look for one. I would have just counted up my losses and said I had 99 sheep now, and I would have held on tighter to those 99. My first 5 years in ministry, I was a youth pastor, and I took a lot of trips with youth. And I can tell you, if one youth had ended up missing, had wandered off the trip somewhere, I surely would not have just left the other 99 youth. I'll be back in a little while. Why go look? I would have followed every safe sanctuary protocol. I would have left him with two adults. There would have been proper ratios. I probably would have taken another adult with me. We would have had a plan. I wouldn't have just risked it to go looking for that one. And that's the good news, that God never gives up searching for us. And remember, when the one is found, there's a celebration, a party. When the woman finds that one lost coin, she throws a party. And if you've ever thrown a party, parties cost money. I can only imagine she used that one lost coin that she was searching for. That doesn't make a lot of sense to me. I might just be cheap or frugal or a penny pincher or whatever you want to call me, but I wouldn't have searched for a coin and then spent it that same day. God never gives up searching for us. The scripture simply says, when he finds it. And then again in verse 9, it says, when she finds it. There's no mention of how long this search might have taken. It could have been 20 minutes, it could have been an hour, but we're only left to imagine how long it took. God is doing everything God can do, even all the way to the cross, to search each one of us out, to search and bring us back to the fold of God's love. If you feel like a lost coin this morning, know that God is never going to give up searching for you. This is the thing that we call grace. God begins the search for us before we even know that we are lost. And when the sheep is found, there's no condemnation, there's no guilt trip, there's no arms on the side. Where have you been? What were you thinking? Do you know how long I've been looking for you? The shepherd is just simply thrilled to have the sheep back. This is the offer of grace. And it's that grace that stirs our souls to sing out, I was once lost, but now am found. And God carries us all the way back to the fold. And in searching, God cleanses. God continues to sweep away the brokenness of our lives even after we're found. But what happens when we change the perspective of this story? Instead of being the lost sheep or the lost coin, what happens when you are the shepherd or the woman? When was the last time you turned everything upside down in your house? And you swept every nook and cranny looking for the one? Or when was the last time that you risked everything like the shepherd to go after the one? What happens when God uses us to light the way, to sweep the way for others with that same love that once found us? If we want to know a little something about what it means to search every nook and cranny of the house Just look at our youth ministry here at West End. Our youth pastor, Emily, and her team have a vision that every young person in our youth ministry would be in relationship with five adults in meaningful relationships as they walk through those valleys and mountains of middle school and high school. We're in need of some good shepherds. Or I invite you to come on a Monday morning and be a part of our Sunny Day program, a program for those that are experiencing memory loss, where they have interaction and community, and their caregivers are given a respite. That's what it looks like to light the way for others. This week, I heard a story from 9/11 that I had never really heard too much about before. It was a story about how boats of all sorts, ferries and tugboats and personal watercrafts were used to evacuate people from lower Manhattan as the tunnels and bridges were blocked. And in the interview, the ferry captain said he saw the second plane hit the tower. He didn't really even think about what he was doing. All of a sudden, he felt him turn the wheel hard to port, rev the engines to full power, and head south. That was someone that knew that he needed to light the way that day. On a day of darkness, there were those that were in need. He didn't radio anyone that he was going. He said he basically stole the boat. He knew that there were others that were in need of light that day. And even in my own faith journey, there was someone that lit the way for me. It was a friend of mine named Rich. And Rich, this was no angelic choir or fireworks going off. All he simply did as a high school student was invite me to youth group. But in that invitation, Rich was able to open up a space for God to work in my life in powerful ways, because Rich was willing to light the way for another. That's the thing of the gospel, is it sends us to the ones that are not here right now. God wants to use each one of us. God wants to use the people of West End to bring others back to the flock. God wants to put light in our hands, to put brooms in our hands, to sweep the way for others. And when we're brought back in to God's sheepfold, we have a choice. We can celebrate or we can grumble. But the temptation we often face is that the longer we're a part of the sheepfold, the more tempted we are to think it's about us. And that's where the grumbling starts. It's, hey, shepherd, I'm over here. Look at me. But we can't do that. There are still lost sheep. When the focus is on us, we lose focus on what's going on outside. We lose focus on what's going on in our community. And we forget that there's still a search for lost coins. But do you remember how this story ends? What happens when the coin and the sheep are found? There's a party. A celebration. Who doesn't want to be a part of a party, a celebration? But the question is, will you keep the party going? Amen.